In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the great fast that's known after the name of the prodigal son, the famous parable that the Lord Christ gave on the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 15. And the story starts with the younger son coming and asking his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. The son has the audacity to ask for his inheritance before his father dies. He's asking from his living father, give me the portion of money that falls to me. And this son represents many of us when we assume sometimes that we have certain rights that we should ask from the father. And for those who think that they have rights to claim from the father, what can this lead to? And what does this signify? This led both sons to go astray. The younger son, he went and he spent his money among his friends. Even the older son also, he has in his mind that I have certain rights. And he came complaining against his father, saying to him, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. Both of them were astray in a different way, and both of them has this idea in their minds. We have rights. Sometimes we are like them. We have in our minds that we have rights, either earthly blessings or spiritual blessings or certain titles that we should acquire from God, a certain kind of treatment from Him. Definitely, the younger son, when he was like this, and the older one, they were not able to feel for their father, to understand his love for them. And this led both of them, and will lead always those who think the same way astray. The same idea and concept that I think that God owes me something led Cain to become a murderer. Cain offered a sacrifice, and it did not please God. It was not the best that could be given. Instead of looking inside and blaming himself and questioning what should I do in order for me next time to do something better, he thought, no, God owes me that he should accept my sacrifice. Then he favors my brother. This is something related to that maybe God is not fair. And then the only way I get rid of my brother, this is the only way that is going to make me feel that this is even. This sense of God owes me something led Cain to kill his brother. In the same way also we find the same sin led the rebellion to the rebellion of Korah against Moses. Korah, Dathan and Abiram, these three men that lived at the time when God entrusted the priesthood to Aaron, they came complaining, why you are not given this title? We become priests like you, Aaron, or like Moses. This is not fair. God owes us this. The whole assembly is holy. Why some of us should assume this office and we do not? They told to Moses and Aaron, you take too much upon yourselves. For all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? In the same moment, they were possessed with these thoughts. This led them to rebel against Moses and Aaron and the authority of God. Look here how when we pity ourselves and we think that God has to do something, He has to grant us this, or we think that this is not fair. We are not receiving a fair share from God or the people entrusted by Him. This led everyone to go astray, and the good example is the prodigal son whom we are listening to his story today. What does this sin reveal in the heart of us, in our hearts, when we think this way? There exists for sure an element of pride. I think of myself that I am worthy. I should attain this. Even if I try to hide behind the mask of I am not worthy, But if I am angry at God because He did not grant me something, this means that in my mind I am entitled for such. I have to receive it. Then I think of myself in a buffed way. It says there is an element of pride in my heart. It also says that I am blind towards my weaknesses. If I truly know whom I am, what are the kinds of passion that are taking place in my heart, I wouldn't think that I might be entitled of any grace or blessing whatsoever. We tend to feel that we are not treated fairly simply because we think of ourselves as that we are okay, everything is fine. We are not less than others. This is usually the answer we give to ourselves. When I say, yes, maybe I'm not that good, but I'm not less than other people whom God granted them this and this and this. This sin also reveals that I find difficulty accepting God's economy. In my mind, God is not fair, even if I cannot admit it. If I cannot say it, because this statement would look ugly, if I say that God is not fair, I will not feel comfortable with it, but deeply inside, I cannot love Him. I feel like He is not treating me in the same way like others. Why He is doing this to me? I am not happy with His economy. You always think this way whenever we think or we believe that we are stuck in our marriages. This is God's share to me, the nasibi. Who said that God gave you this? This is your free choice. In the same way also, many things, we feel like God is not fair. And by thinking this way, we cannot love Him. We cannot befriend someone whom we feel like He is not treating us like others. This sin also, when it takes place in our hearts, it says that there is an element of jealousy and lacking love towards my neighbor. If I love my neighbor as I love myself, then I will accept, not only accept, I will rejoice whenever I see him or her blessed. But if I feel like, why she or he is granted this and I am not granted the same? I should take this. I am better than him or better than her. Look here, when we think that we are entitled to certain blessings, all of these are hidden sins behind this kind of craving to receive a certain privilege from God. Let us go and see. On the other hand, the prodigal son, the first step to come back is to realize that I do not deserve to become a son. Actually, I was so blessed and I'm not worthy to be called a son for this good man, and this led him to come back to his father. Believing that we truly do not deserve God's favor, what does this lead to and what does it signify? When we truly believe deeply inside that what I have is much, much more than what I deserve, this led the younger son to regain his original status. When he realized that he does not deserve the goodness of his father, he even does not deserve to become a son to this kind man, this led him back to the bosom of his father. He came admitting, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your higher servants. I will accept this. This is where truly I can see myself. I do not fit to become a son to you. My place may be among your higher servants. This led him back, and this will lead every one of us back to the bosom of our fathers when we truly believe that we do not deserve to be called the children of the Most High. This also led the tax collector, the publican, to be justified. This man, when he came to the temple, he did not consider himself worthy just to look up. Also, not to come inside the temple or to stand before the sanctuary. He stood at the back, only looking to the floor. He cannot lift up his eyes. And we read about him, the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. When he felt that he is not worthy to look up, God justified him. And we read that before he leaves, that God granted him forgiveness, and he counted him justified. This sense of unworthiness also led Saint Peter to become a fisher of men. After the Lord performed the miracle and the disciples were able to catch this fish, then Saint Peter come to realize the holiness of this man. So he told him, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. We cannot be in the same place. It is not right for me to have you here in my boat." By then, in this moment, the Lord called him to become a fisher of men. When he knew that he does not deserve this grace, then you can start the service and the ministry. We struggle sometimes while serving God because we think that because we serve him, he has to grant us certain blessings. We have to be rewarded in a way. I spend all of these resources and time and money and all of this effort in God's house. Why he does not grant me so and so? This is not the way. Actually, the other way is when God entrusts his people, when he sees that they feel in themselves that it's unworthy of his company. The hands that feel unworthy to carry the Lord's sandal were laid upon the Lord's head. It's unbelievable. When you see St. John the Baptist, he said about himself that I am not worthy to just carry his sandal. He said this, "I indeed baptize you with water into repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry." The man who did not think that he is worthy to carry the sandal, the same hands were laid upon the head of the Lord. Look here how God looks at the heart of men and truly examines them. And when he feels that I do not deserve, truly I do not deserve, then I become really, truly able to receive the blessings of the Lord. This virtue also granted the centurion his request. This centurion was a captain in the Roman army. He has the power to order. And actually, he can order the Lord Christ, being a citizen of the Jewish kingdom, that he can come and do whatever is asked from him. But the centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed." Speak from a distance. I do not deserve that you come under my roof. Compare this to us when we think that God has to come, he has to do this, he has to perform this sign. I have been asking for days now why I'm not receiving. This virtue also led the right-hand thief to paradise. At the moment when he realized that he was judged fairly, and as he said, "We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong," at the same time, he started to come to himself, asking that the Lord to remember him when he come in his kingdom. He thought that what I'm receiving is just. I am a thief, and a thief should receive punishment. When I am on the cross now, nothing is strange about that. Look at this man also, and let us examine ourselves. When we are mistaken, it's hardly that we admit that we are wrong. And when we admit our mistakes, this means that we should not receive any kind of a penalty. I said that I'm sorry, that's it. Everything should be done from this point on. Why I should be punished? Why God is doing this to me? I repented. This man didn't think this way, and that's why he was able to come and ask for forgiveness, and it was granted to him, receive paradise. What does this virtue reveal? When I am truly filled with this sense of unworthiness, it says that I am aware of my weaknesses and passions. My eyes are inside me, not outside looking to others and judging them. I see in myself that I do not deserve, truly, because no one knows whom I am better than I. Looking inside and see all of these passions, then how can I dare to come and ask for a blessing or to be granted something special? This virtue reveals that I trust that everything is in God's hands. Even if I am treated unfairly by others, but I trust that everything is in God's hand. If he wants to grant me something, no one is going to hinder him. And if time is not due, then no one is going to give me anything. I receive everything with joy and contentment, trusting that God is the one behind everything. It's not this person who is in my way. I think that if this person is away, then I will be receive what I deserve. Truly, is it the case? God, if he wants to give you anything, he will give it. If he wants to take it away, no one is going to grant you anything. It says also that I am free from attachments. I have no craving for any kind of materialistic things. I am not fighting for my rights. I am free from attachment. Whatever is given is given. Whatever is taken away, at the end, this whole life will come to an end. This is not where my heart is. I'm not possessed all the time of thinking, where are my rights, what I should take, what I should be granted. It says also that I am a penitent person. Who is a person who is repenting? Person who knows whom he is and how God is good. And that's why the younger son was able to repent when he came to himself, knowing that I do not deserve to become among the children of this good man. This son, his story is a story of us. Some of us are still living in the first part of his life, asking every day, Father, give us the portion of money that's due, that you owe us. And some of us, they moved already to the other part of the story, realizing that truly we do not deserve to become children of this good Father who purchased us with his blood and granted us above and beyond what we might think that we truly can receive or deserve. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.